It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
My guest today is a personal excellence coach and writer who suffers from ADHD, attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder. She has taken what most ADHD sufferers, ADD and ADHD sufferers consider lifelong disadvantages, but has transformed her own unique characteristics and symptoms into a benefit to improve her day-to-day experiences and life. I'm very interested in hearing more about these advantages of having these idiosyncrasies and learning from a personal point of view from someone who lives with ADD, ADHD daily. Let's welcome to the show June Silney.
Hi, thank you. So nice to be here.
Thank you, June. Yes, June. It's wonderful that you are, you know, you're pretty much become an expert on it after you've written an article, 20 Things to Remember If You Love a Person with ADD. And that article just took it to another notch for to help people all around the world to share and say, you know what, I actually may have it too, but I'm okay about it. And it looks like that's what you have done for yourself as well.
Absolutely, definitely. I never wanted a label. I never wanted to own it. I know I had this weirdness. You joke about it. Everybody says, oh, I'm so ADD. You know, oh, you forget something and ADD. But I knew I was a little creative, very creative and a little off and doing things different than the rest of the crowd, going to a, you know, hearing another drummer. But after the article, and I really owned it and took it in and really saw how it was so beneficial to so many people, it changed my own personal experience with my own ADD.
That's awesome. You know, what I'd like to do is at least give a quick description between the ADD and ADHD. What have you found and what did you write about?
Well, originally I wrote ADD. That's how I knew it. But, you know, then through the comments and the emails and all the information that I got afterwards, I found out that clinically, according to the DSMV, it is now called ADHD. I don't know if it's for insurance purposes or what, but that's the clinical name of it. It's hyperactivity. And I resented that at first because I was like, I'm not hyper. Nothing's the matter with me, but the more I owned my H, the more I'm right. Like, yes, I am internally always hyper. It never stops internally. It's very hard to shut our inside, you know, our speedy insides down.
What I find for individuals who have this hyperactivity, it's really the speed of the way the brain connections and how fast the brain works. I find that these individuals can think a mile a minute. And they've got so much clarity on what they're thinking. It's not like it's all over the place. They, you know, when they're focused, these individuals have quite clear and sharp mental focus. It's just, it goes by way faster than the average person, which then means that to an average person, they might think like, well, he or she is just jumping all around. But that's really not the case. Usually the average person cannot stay on top of it and stay ahead of you, you know what I'm saying, in the conversation.
Love that. That describes it like so perfectly. That is, it's just perfect. It really is. It's definitely that people just can't keep up. Our brains are going so fast. Our thoughts are coming so fast. I just want to quote here David Neeleman again, the founder of JetBlue Airlines, who owns his AD publicly, ADHD, and he says, I'm afraid of taking drugs. He doesn't want to blow that circuit. I don't want to be like the rest of you. You know, so that like just really says, you know, there's this superpower internally. It's going on constantly. We see beyond the surface. I call it like an X-ray vision. You know, everything has this clarity. We have this hyper-focus. And the people that are successful, the great entrepreneurs and the artists and the composers and the athletes, are the ones that are able to hone in on that and keep that focus the way you just so beautifully described.
Thank you. Thank you, June. You know, one of the concerns that I have as a doctor is that these individuals, although they've got some definite superpowers of the brain, their ability to focus, often they're exhausted physically. They have adrenal exhaustion. Did you experience that too, or do you experience that?
Constantly. Absolutely. That's another perfect. I think I'm going to come to you when I write my next article.
Yes, there you go.
That is just perfect. You're describing it so accurately. It is. It's exhausting. It is constantly exhausting. You just don't get a break, you know, even lying down to go to sleep at night. Sure, everybody has their stress and they watch a little TV, you know, but to shut ourselves down, and we don't want to shut it down. Sometimes it's so exciting, but then it gets so exhausting. Let me just add on to that. For parents with children with ADD, ADHD, is that, and for adults too, that's why we do that zone out, what people call the zone out, where we'll kind of like just, a kid will go into a video game. We need that time to take a break from that hyperspeed that's going on. And that kind of like getting involved in something else, zoning in, let's say I also knit, I also do creative crafts, I've made jewelry, I have other outlets that I need to zone into, kind of get into that Zen meditative zone, which is also using the positive aspect of the ADD. I'm still deeply concentrating, deeply involved. One of the comments, one of the points of the article is they concentrate too intensely or they don't concentrate at all, which it looks like that. But it really is that it's just that each trait has this paradox within it, that it has a benefit to it. And not even, I don't want to say a negative and a positive, but a different use. It's used different things, and at one time it looks like this, and another time it looks like that, which is what is so confusing. Like you said, people will look at us and think we're all over the place, and hyper, and crazy, and not focusing. Mm-hmm. We're focused. We have so much going on that you have no idea, and people just don't know that.
I think that what my patients who are suffering from ADHD is that they actually need time to recharge their batteries. It's basically recharging, you know, their brain is going, and often by completely like numbing themselves out, recharging and doing pretty, you know, easy stuff like you were saying, doing knitting, you know. I love cooking because cooking just takes me out of my brain and I'm just in the moment. Or I'm outside in nature and I'm swimming in the ocean. And when you go out in nature and you connect with earth energy, it really, really nourishes your body and brain, your body and brain. And what I also suggest is that we use different types of supplements to balance out the nervous system. Now, I understand that you did not use medication. Is that correct?
No, I personally do not, and I never have. I know, you know, other family members that have, and it's working very well. I know some people that do and some people that don't. As a parent, I never wanted to medicate my child. I'm a naturalist. And I don't believe in taking a lot of prescription drugs. You know, I definitely rather go a holistic route when possible. I used to teach yoga and meditation, and that's kind of my thing, too. But I was anti-medication. But unfortunately, I think, you know, one of them would have benefited from it earlier on, and there wasn't, you know, holistic treatment for it. And it was so new, and it wasn't talked about the way it is now.
Right, right. I'm so glad that to hear that you are more wellness-minded, because ultimately that's really what's going to work best. With all these medications, these children, the when kids come in to see me after they've been put on this, they're constantly, in fact, not able to sleep. They have overwhelming anxiety, insomnia, I mean, as well as emotional outbursts. So I'm really glad to hear that. Thanks so much, June. I mean, one of the things that I want everyone to know is that you guys all have got to check out that article. The article is phenomenal on lifehack.org, or go to junesilney.com. 20 things to remember if you love someone who has ADD. You know, thank you so much again, June, for joining me today. And don't forget, you can go to my Wellness for Life radio show page. And until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well, everyone.